Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day, because this is a great day. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, come on your day to be great. We will have whatsoever we say. And we started yesterday telling you that the word that you speak are going to frame your outer world. And those words are coming from your mouth. And the Bible always teaches us that let the word of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be right, be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. So I have to make sure my word that I'm projecting out all right. So we were in Jeremiah chapter 1 yesterday, Monday, and we want to continue talking about how your world is framed by the word. And the word is going to become what? Tangible. The word going to become tangible because the word formed the picture. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The word is the frame.
Yeah.
And faith is the substance.
Yes, of that.
So we must have a strong understanding of the word, be declaring the word, because the word is the framework.
Yeah.
So the frame gives it shape.
Yes.
It causes it to remain.
Yeah.
So it doesn't fall. If there's no framework, you just have a gushing mess, a blob that takes the shape of whatever is around.
Yes.
But we must operate in the framework of God. We must maintain our stance. We must maintain our stature in the word of God. So we are in Jeremiah chapter 1, and we'll start today at verse 9.
Yes.
Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see the branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. So when we can see what God sees, then there is a readiness. There will be a performance of the word. When the desire is bubbling forth, when we begin to see it, there will be a performance of the word. Why? Because it's already ready. Before the foundation of the world, all things concerning you, the vision that God created you to manifest in the earth, it's already ready. So our pursuit in this time must be about our Father's business. As Jesus said to his mother when he was 12 years old, woman, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? So in the pursuit of our Father's business, as we're seeking, as we're knocking, we're going to be advancing in the work of God. We must see it before we see it.
So, Jeremiah, what do you see? So what he's out here, he wasn't looking. He says, Jeremiah, now, what do you see? Mm-hmm. Jeremiah's give the answer. I see the branch of a what? Almond tree. Okay, let's look at that. Then God says, moreover, God says to him, you have what? Seen well.
Well.
You see correctly. You're seeing right. You're seeing through the eyes of what? Faith. Let's look at what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of a thing that is there, not yet visible. That is not yet what? visible. That's what faith is. Faith is substance of the thing hoped for, the evidence, the proof, the reality. So faith is not emotion. Faith is not wish. Faith is real. Something real. See, I understand this now. I understand what faith is. Faith is not something that you work up. As we studied, we understood it. Because verse 3 says, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, by what?
Faith.
We what?
Understand.
That the world was what? Framed. By what? The word of God. So that the things which become visible were not made from it, from visible material. But the things that become visible were first where? Invisible. So what I understand, Diane, that the world, my world, your world. I talked to you this morning now. Our world has tremendous amount of frameless substance. Come on.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you. Our world that we live in is full of what? Frameless substance waiting to take form or shape. Frameless substance. Can you see it?
Yeah, that just like I'm in my imagination is
yeah,
coming
come on.
Like
let's
a like here. A building project.
Yeah.
Like there's a big building project going on State Road 520, and it was once just a wilderness.
Yeah.
And there was just a small little access dirt road just to even start to get into the land that was back there. But from last year up until this time, that whole area has been cleared out. The buildings have went up. The driveway, the entryway is being formed. The curbs and such are being put out there. So there was space for it, but it didn't begin to arise. It didn't come into manifestation until somebody wrote the vision down.
Yes.
Because you know you're not doing all that building without having a detailed written plan.
Yeah.
And then they begin to put the resources, they begin to put the skills, they begin to put the mind to work to the written plan. And it's developed. So nothing was being created. All things were already created. They were just coming together.
Yeah. It's there.
There was no new invention
do
it.
Not one.
They're bringing forth resources. They're bringing forth the framework that was already somewhere.
Yeah.
And they begin to bring it and to put it together and to build. But the space was always there.
So, Diane, this morning, this is what I understand. All around me and you, they are frameless substance.
Opportunity.
That's it.
Give it a name.
Yeah. Oh, this is so powerful. Watch it. All around you and I, it is there. So you have the ability to see. To see it. He who have the ability to see it will be able to bring it into reality.
And you just know when you're naming, like when you're naming a child, when you're naming your business, usually there's a whole list of names and you're like, nah, no, no. But when the name comes, when the word comes, the word, the name for the child, the name for the business, you know.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be talked out of it.
No.
You may have a list of 100 possible names. But when you get to the one that it was designed to be, what you were to call it, nobody could come tell me to change my children's names. Nobody could come tell me to change the name of my business. That is what it is supposed to be. it is called what it is supposed to be called. The framework has already been laid. So when God, and you know that feeling, it just bears witness in your spirit. You're like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, that's it. That's it. It may have took some shifting. It may have took some writing a lot of stuff down, crossing a lot of stuff out. But when you find the name, that's the name. You know that's the name. For yours, that's the name. For your child, that's the name. For your business, that's the name. You just know. You have spiritual discernment, the spiritual recognition there. You just know. That's the frame for the substance.
Yes. I'm going to give you another key, Diana, and so all our listeners can get it. Everything that we see with our physical eye that manifests in this world is made from one original substance.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Not no new. Oh, I find it. It is made from what? One original substance. Mm-hmm. Everything. You said the word, so you were hitting it. Yeah. There's nothing new under the sun. Mm-hmm. There is only one original substance that everything comes from.
Mm-hmm.
That we see around us. It's undisputable. No scientist, no one can dispute it, because we got to throw away the Bible.
Yeah.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, 2, 3 tells us there's only one original substance that all things are made from.
Yeah.
All things are made from it. And all of us has access to that original substance. And we now frame it with the power of our hands. That's why the Bible says, he will what? Bless what? The works of what?
Your hands.
Because your hands framed it.
Yeah, because even, okay, we got solar energy. Where does that come from? The sun.
Sun.
Man can't take credit for the sun.
No. Everything.
we have fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Man didn't make them. Yeah. They're hidden in the depth of the earth.
Yeah.
Now going to electronic vehicles and such. And they're, what are they doing? They're mining nickel right out of the earth in order to use. So the things are already here in the earth. Who created them?
I go back to tell you, everything that is here is made from one original substance. And it is all human beings have what? Access to it. All of us has access to that original substance, so we can continue to create. That's why God does not want you and I to be competitive. He doesn't want us to compete. He wants us to create. He wants us to look out there and see frameless substance. That's what I'm talking about. And then give it a form. He wants us to see it. It's all around us. Oh, this is so powerful. When you understand this truth, you become unstoppable. That's why the Bible says, I can what? Do all things through who? Through Christ, who gives me the ability. Who gives me the ability to do. Who gives me the ability to see. By this we understand that you are watching this. By this we understand that the world was framed. By what? The word of God. That original substance.
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, out of the ground. Oh, make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make me
an instrument. You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to